Welcome to episode 25. Today, I am really excited to be sharing three reasons why your health habits keep getting pushed to the side. If you're like me and you feel like it's constantly an upward hill battle to stick to your health habits, your daily routines, and you just feel like giving up on them sometimes, this week's episode is for you. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. If you're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Hey, did you know I have a free Facebook community dedicated to supporting mothers just like you who want to take a holistic approach to their mind, body, and spirit? Inside this private group, you will find practical lifestyle tips for holistic health, weekly encouragement and accountability, as well as monthly live classes where I also answer your wellness questions. You can join by searching Divine Design Wellness Facebook group or by using the link in the show notes. Also, you can become a Divine Design Wellness Insider and receive weekly email updates on the podcast, along with special bonuses and early bird pricing to upcoming offers. You can sign up at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. So last week I was on a trip. I went to Nashville for a leadership conference and I had an amazing time. And a lot of times with these types of things, I can get really overwhelmed with just so much information and coming home and like trying to figure out how to implement all the things that I took in. But this time I was like, I am just going to chill out. I'm going to take what I can and not worry about all the things that were shared and just try to walk away with at least just a few things that I could really apply to my life and not be overwhelmed trying to implement. And so this week I started thinking about how leadership is such a universal necessity skill if we want to see our lives make an impact on others, our children, our family, in our church families, and so on. And so I was reminded of the very fundamental foundations of leadership, and I was so motivated to just take another look at each of these areas that were highlighted and how they pertain to my own personal leading of myself in my daily life. So we're all leaders in some way or another, right? We're leading ourselves, we're leading our children, we may be leading other believers. So we're just always in places where we have opportunities to lead. So there were three things that really stood out to me this week, and they're things that I already have thought about. I understand them, but sometimes, you know, it's one thing to know something intellectually in your head and a whole other thing to actually really completely embrace it from every part of your being. And so there were three things that I really thought I have to come back to these. I have to really prioritize how I am thinking about these things. So the first one is belief, who you think you are or what you're capable of, and how that's limited by our very narrow lens of personal experience, which can leave out the element of what can be possible when partnering with the power of the Spirit working in us. And so I really love the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. If you've never had the opportunity to dive into that story, I encourage you to do that because it just really shows a powerful picture of how vision and belief transforms our life and the outcome in it. So if you're familiar with the story of Joseph, you know that he was one of the sons of Jacob and to be the son of his favorite wife, Rachel. And Jacob had all these other sons, but Joseph was his favorite. He loved him and favored him more than all of his other sons. And he showed it by, you know, the way he behaved towards him. And he gave him this beautiful coat. And all of the brothers were extremely jealous. And so one day, Joseph goes out to the fields to bring things to his brothers, if I'm remembering right. And they saw him coming from a ways off, and they took that opportunity to come up with a plan to get rid of him. And so they schemed together and decided that they were going to kill him. And so when he came, they took his coat and threw him in a pit, which from my understanding was like an empty, dried out well. And they were going to leave him there. They were going to leave him there to die, and that was going to be it for Joseph. But one of the brothers got a little convicted and convinced them to not kill him. And so they ended up selling him to a group of people that were passing by. I cannot at the moment remember who they were. But they sell Joseph and they make up a story of Joseph being killed by a wild animal and put some blood on his coat. And so Joseph's father was convinced that he was dead and he had lost his beloved son. So Joseph goes on to go through all kinds of circumstances over a span of a ton of years and goes through being a slave, goes through getting accused of trying to rape his master's wife, gets imprisoned, spends all kinds of time in prison, and eventually makes it to being the right hand of the Pharaoh in Egypt and being given all kinds of position and authority. And at the right time, God put him in a place where he was able to save the people of Egypt as well as the lands around Egypt from starving to death in a really large famine. And at the end of that time, his brothers end up coming to Egypt to get food to save their families. And Joseph reveals himself to his brothers through some really interesting events, which I'm not going to go into all of it today. If you don't know the story, I encourage you to go read it. But he ends up reuniting with his brothers, forgiving them, and being able to bring his whole family to Egypt to live there with him. And so as I think about this story, I am reminded of when he was a young boy, he was given visions, dreams by God, of how his brothers and his family would bow before him. And he ended up telling them about it, and they didn't appreciate it very much. But those were things that God put in Joseph's heart. And I really believe that if he hadn't had those visions and belief in what God was going to do through his life and how that would play out, I do not think that he would have really been able to go through all of these different circumstances with the belief in what God was going to do through him. And so I just want to encourage you that if you don't have the vision and the belief in where you're going and what you're doing, whether that's in regards to your health, mentally or spiritually, or, you know, in life with like career decisions, all those different things, we can get so lost and feel completely overwhelmed and incapable if we do not have that foundation of vision and a strong belief in what God has for us. The second thing that I was thinking about is blame. So how often do we make excuses for things not working out the way we want or happening in our favor because of our tendency to blame? It's so much easier to put the blame on someone else or circumstances out of our control, because then we can just let ourselves off the hook and not feel like we need to do any work. And as hard as it is to hear, myself included, these are things that we have chosen to put on other people or circumstances, and it allows those things to control our mindset, our emotions, our behavior. And so rather than taking personal responsibility for the way we think and act, it's causing us to be completely stuck in our lives, living in a disconnected reality, and basically just becoming painfully comfortable with mediocrity. How easy would it have been for Joseph to have downplayed the visions he had, chalking them up to his own insecurity for being the hated younger brother and feeling sorry for himself when he was thrown in a pit, giving up on all that God had shown him? He could have laid so much blame at the feet of his brothers, his circumstances that were literally awful things one after the other for years on end, and decided that the reality was that he was unloved, forgotten, and of no use to anyone anymore. But he was completely the opposite of that, and I really think that that is because of his powerful vision and unwavering belief in the God he served and the plan that he had for his life. The third thing that I was thinking about is bad habits. So if you're trying to build a lifestyle of, you know, healthy habits, mindfulness, being connected with the Spirit, all of these things, and they don't fit within the framework of your current habits, it's going to be extremely difficult to try implementing changes in your day-to-day. If you currently have a life that's filled up to the brim with non-life-changing habits, just busyness for no real good reason, you're not going to have room for those good habits. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and yet it can seem like some people just have superpowers to get so much done in a day, while we feel happy to just barely keep on top of the bare minimum requirements. And believe me, I have been there so many times, and I still find myself feeling that way very often. I like to joke around that my spirit animal is a sloth, because oftentimes it feels like the world around me is moving so much faster than what I'm comfortable with. I feel rushed very often, except of course when I'm driving, then I'm all about moving fast and feel like everybody else is going too slow. So I used to go throughout my day with this go with the flow attitude, and I found myself really getting worked into these tizzies because I would be completely overwhelmed by the housework piling up, cooking, schooling, and just general lack of time for anything extra. I was setting no boundaries around our time and our habits, and it was just sucking the life out of me. And I began to see that although I believed that I functioned better with less structure and more flexibility, it wasn't actually the truth. In reality, I was becoming a slave to my lack of routines and, you know, just general chaos, because all those things were inhibiting my ability to do the things I really wanted to do in life. So I want to encourage you not to, you know, I don't want you to feel bad about yourself. I don't want you to take this as shaming or anything like that, because I absolutely understand that there are seasons in life where these kinds of things just feel impossible. But I do know from my own personal experience and learning from others that these are really things that are foundational no matter what season of life you are in. And even if you're just applying it to, you know, very little things, it is going to make a huge difference. So I want to encourage you, if you're a mama of littles and you feel like you can barely bring your head up to breathe, let alone make any drastic changes in your habits, I want you to know you're not alone and it's completely understandable to be where you are. Mothering babies and tiny children is the most demanding job there is. It is a season in life where you feel completely consumed by the needs of your children, and anything outside of that can just feel totally out of reach. So I pray that you are leaning on the vision that God has put in your heart for the future of your family and on the truth of who He has made you to be. I want you to know that your value as a mother is beyond anything words can express and the most important influence you will ever have on any human is right now within the walls of your home. So don't lose sight of that. But I do encourage you to take a look at where your belief and vision is of yourself and your potential. Take a look at where you might be laying blame, where it doesn't belong, and also taking responsibility for your daily habits and whether those are habits that are building the life you want or tearing them down. Before you go, don't forget to join our free Facebook community at Divine Design Wellness Facebook groups and get signed up to become a Divine Design Wellness Insider at www.divinedesignwellness.org/insider. Hey friend, I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.